Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College hosts event with the University of Wyoming at the Pronghorn Center on Tuesday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The UW in Your Community event highlighted the collaborative efforts between the University of Wyoming and Gillette College on Tuesday. UW President Ed Seidel addressed community members about the Wyoming Innovation Partnership along with other topics. Seidel discussed how Governor Mark Gordon worked with the university to create an initiative to align all the higher education institutions in the state to accomplish goals.
And the key outcome of all of this in the long term is economic development. So we are absolutely committed to economic development, to growing our workforce, to providing opportunities for the workforce to stay here in the state.
Creating new programs and enhancing old programs through these partnerships. Janelle Oberlander, Gillette College president, also made remarks about the future of Gillette's new community college district. Oberlander said,
"What can we do in the future? What can we do in this interim time when we're still Gillette Community College brand new until we get our full accreditation? What can we do to make sure we're standing up the programs that our industry and that our community needs?"
Gillette and the university have already been working with the School of Energy Resources on the Carbon Engineering Initiative. According to Fred McLaughlin, director of the School of Energy Resources, the program concentrates on developing new environmentally friendly uses for Powder River Basin coal by selling more coal to non-thermal markets and making products that command price premiums over the BTU value of Wyoming coal. Partnerships with Basin Electric Cooperative, Dry Fork Station, Dry Fork Mine, the Integrated Test Center, community leaders, and local industry all play a part in the work being done with carbon capture and evaluating coal and coal byproducts for other resources. Seidel urged attendees to reach out with any ideas on how they can work with Gillette and help them make investments that will ensure economic growth in the community. Ford pickup rolls over woman's leg after coming out of gear. Emergency medical services and Campbell County Sheriff's deputies were called to an accident at around 4 p.m. Tuesday afternoon at Sundance Circle in Wright. Sergeant Dan Mall said a 38-year-old woman had parked her 2003 Ford F-350. After getting out of the pickup, she heard a pop and the pickup slipped out of gear, causing it to roll forward. While attempting to stop the rolling vehicle, she grabbed the door and tripped, causing the tire to roll over her leg. The pickup stopped when it hit a 2000 Lincoln Continental parked nearby. The Lincoln sustained cosmetic damage while the Ford was inoperable. Although EMS was on scene, the woman refused treatment. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.